the Healing Through Love podcast with Charlene Lynch and Rose Davidson.
The more that I learned about myself and the more that I learned about grief and things, the more that I was able to just allow myself to sit in the sorrow, sit in the anger, and allowing myself to have all of the feelings and the emotions come up. I couldn't see a way out because I was trying to move through so quickly. And then I had to come back to real basic things, coming back just to my breath. And it's funny, like we wake up and we breathe and we hopefully breathe while we're asleep. But there is this, we breathe in these shallow ways and we're so busy, And that was it. And I was doing all of these things with two little babies as well. So there was a lot of things that I had to hold together. But the more that I was honoring all of the feelings within myself, the more that I was feeling free.
Welcome to another episode of Healing Through Love. Each week, we share ideas, experiences, and resources to increase the awareness of domestic and family violence and to empower survivors to grow and thrive. We talk with experts who share their advice or with people who have experienced abuse, no matter where they are on their journey. This is all about healing through love. And now, here are your hosts, Charlene Lynch and Rose Davidson.
Hello and welcome to the Healing Through Love podcast. I'm Charlene Lynch and together we're shining hope, resilience and transformation in the journey to end domestic violence. Each week we bring you inspiring interviews with change makers, survivors, advocates and experts who are making a difference in the lives of those affected by domestic and family violence. Whether you're on the healing path yourself or supporting someone who is, this is your space. Powerful stories, practical tools, and heartfelt inspiration. Let's heal through love. I've got an exciting guest for you today, Samantha Jane Love. And that's no accident, because that's what she talks about. She's a radiant force of empowerment, inspiring women to awaken their divine essence and embrace transformational journey. We're going to get dirty with this, girls. We're going to get in. We're going to talk about somatic healing and everything else in between. And falling in love with yourself all over again. Hi, Samantha Jane Love. Like, dive in and tell us, how did you get here?
Oh, my Lordy. How did I get here? It has been a journey and a half. So any of the people that know me from back when I was 18, only 2 years ago, I'm actually turning 40 divine this month, so just a few years ago, so about 30 years ago. And so anyone that knew me back then, I did like to get a little bit down and dirty, but now through lots of wisdom, uncovering and knowledge, I have found the power of what getting down and dirty can actually do for you as well. I used to have a thing where I used to say to the extreme or don't even bother, probably to my detriment, pushed drugs and alcohol and even sex addiction and probably even love addiction. It's a thing that, you know, we don't really talk about much. And it's because I had this hole in my heart and I just wanted to fill it. And I just filled it with all of the wrong things. So through making some very bad choices and getting into some very bad situations, I at one point just said, this is it. This has to stop and I'm getting off. The moment that I got off, my darling estranged husband at the time was in hospital and he was paralyzed. That's how much control he had over me. As a pause, because there was a lot of, and I'm saying that with a pause because if you just say, oh yeah, I just left my husband and he was in the hospital, people, if they don't know the whole story, they're like, oh my goodness, how can you do that? And there was a lot of people that did do that around because I was very good at masking and hiding things. And that's, it's what you learn in entertainment and in front of the camera and dancing. You're like, I'm really sore today, but I'm broken. The show must go on. So, and that's what I learned to do. The show must go on. But as I walked along the healing journey and the self-awareness journey and the self-compassion journey and the self-love journey, there was this part of me as if I can just dig a bit deeper, if I can just do a bit more, perhaps there was a lot of perhapses. And then that moment where I did take that leap and I went from Victoria back to Adelaide just to have that space. And that's when the journey really started. And that
Oh,
was,
yes, the healing all starts in Adelaide, don't we know?
well, I was born in Adelaide, so you got to go back for your rebirth. Where are you born?
I love it. I love it. So, listeners, we've got one from Melbourne here and one from Adelaide, sort of on the similar latitude, but very different weathers here for our international listeners today. So a journey of love, is that what we're calling it? So, and it starts with having that level of self-love for yourself. Is that right? Is it Samantha Jane?
Yeah.
Is that what we're looking at?
Definitely. And I think too, what I've really been finding is what is love? Because I thought it was the people pleasing things. If I did more things, if I did what he wanted, if I did that thing, if I did that thing, maybe he might love me. Because I was like doing all the things, but it was never enough. So I was never enough.
So I wonder, Sarah Jane, does that come from a point of self-worth and self-esteem? So if we love
Totally.
ourselves more, does that mean that we're less inclined to want to reach out for others to want to love us, to make us feel?
Totally. And that's the really interesting thing. And even like there was part of my brain going, you know better. But then there was that appearance that I was, keeping up, was it keeping up with the bouquets, in that English, keeping up with the bouquets, keeping up with the Joneses. And that was what I wanted was to have a long-term relationship like my grandma and grandpa. And I thought that if I put in the hard yards, I could have that eventually. But I was just doing it with the wrong person. And I was doing things that weren't beneficial for myself. So as much of the healings and the expos and the journeys and all of the things that I was doing, it was only going to a certain level, and I needed to really be by myself to be able to get that to drop into a place where I could really find the deep, unrelenting love for myself. Not an unconditional love, it was an unwavering love where I was really grounded, but reaching for the skies. And that's where the willow comes in.
You can tell she's dramatic, aren't you? I love it. So Sarah Jane and I go long back, so it's okay. We can chat like this. Look, you talk about it starts with a leaving and then the diving into the guilt and the shame and then moving into the pleasure part. Can you walk us through the steps involved in this, like the process to get to the end result, which is that level of unashamed love that you have for yourself to love yourself the way perhaps maybe we secretly want to be loved by others?
So for me, because I was in my space for a good 25 years, so that's a lot of unraveling, and that's a lot of pushing things under the rug. So if I had a rug, it was very full with stuff underneath, and so there was a lot of cleaning that I had to do in regards to that. And in my head, it was, I'm leaving. I'm good now. But then the somatic things in my body, there's a lot of somatic healers that talk about the body keeps score. And my body just, every time I would do a healing, something new would come up and go, hello, we're ready to talk to you about this now. I was trying to push through it really quickly. And what it was is I didn't realize that it was grief. And I didn't really want to name it as grief. Grief of the fantasy that I had created in my head. And the more that I learned about myself, and the more that I learned about grief and things, the more that I was able to just allow myself to sit in the sorrow, sit in the anger. There was a lot of anger there, and allowing myself to have all of the feelings and the emotions come up. I did have a little short-term mental health break, as I call it, because I couldn't see a way out because I was trying to move through so quickly. And then I had to come back to real basic things. Coming back just to my breath. And it's funny, like we wake up and we breathe, and we hopefully breathe while we're asleep. Some people not so good. But there is this, we breathe in these shallow ways and we're so busy. We're busy. Sorry.
Daddy. I just got the kitty.
Oh, cats and kids.
That's okay. We're a family show. Keep going.
And that was it. And I was doing all of these things with two little babies as well. So there was a lot of things that I had to hold together, but the more that I was honoring all of the feelings within myself, the more that I was feeling free, and the more that I wasn't trying to rush through things, the more that I was feeling free. And I wanted to be in this planet, and I didn't want to run away anymore. And I wanted to find what life actually had to live, not a fantasy of things, but actually what that looks like. And a lot of that came through going back. And so I've gone back and I've gone to do a retraining in the fembodiment method, which is essentially it's tantric practices, it's sexological body work, there's hypnotic language, we talk about energy centers or the chakra centers, and the way that we can move and reclaim all of the parts of us. Because when you are with someone who, whether they think that they own you because you got married, and they know that marriage used to be an ownership. That was my story as well. Things like intimacy was so perhaps they wouldn't go straying, or hopefully I won't get in trouble, or there was not an intimacy for me, and it was just sex, and it wasn't actually pleasure in a way. So I've really been moving into, what does pleasure actually look like for me? What does joy feel like in my body? Because joy for me, any time that I went out and had either, I would go to a women's circle or a retreat or something, I knew in the back of my mind, as much fun as I had there, and I cultivated all the oxytocin and the serotonin, and I was feeling so good and delicious and juicy, I knew that I was going to pay for it, is the words in my head, for the next week. So I have really been on this new reclamation of, do I like, even like someone touching me like this, do I actually like that? Am I actually a hugger, or do I just do that to look like I'm amazing? And where is my voice, and what is it that I can say, or do I have to say, or what is it that I need to do within a day as well? And I know we all have our lists, but it's about having, if my body is really in a ab reaction because of something in a day, how important is that thing on my list? And is it better for my nervous system to go, we need to reschedule this today?
I love it. I love it. Listeners, this is all about spending quality time with yourself. This is all about you being the most important thing to you. This is about not putting other people's needs, including your partner's and your children's needs, above your own. This is about making you that most important thing. This is about taking time to journal, be in your own space, find out what you really want. And as a survivor myself, we created a character, is really the only way that I can explain it. A person that really isn't you, but you become because it's safe. And taking that time to go within, whether it's retreats, spending time with Samantha Jane Love, whatever it is that you're doing, you need to get back to you, and you need to find out what really makes you tick, what lights you up and fuels your fire. Yeah, I love it. Now, Sarah Jane, you've got a birthday special for people. Is that right?
So February is my birthday month, and because I'm turning 40 divine, I was like, oh, I'm going to share the love so that everyone can get this juiciness that I'm feeling inside, because I have done so many levels of loving myself, essentially. So on my link tree, there is a special for either a single, a trio, or a six pack. I'm laughing because I'm working on my six pack at the moment. And the six pack essentially is, I would definitely go for the six pack offer, because it's like if we could do life over and you were a teenager, instead of getting the six pack of beer or the six pack of cider, get a six pack of Sammy special, and actually learn how to feel good about yourself. And that's what really gets me out of bed on the really hard days when the girls have been up or it's been hot and no one slept. And it's about inspiring others to find what gives them pleasure and joy in the day. So, yeah.
I love it. I love it. I love it. And we're talking about joy. Joy is one of the highest frequencies. It's right up there with love. And that sits at and gratitude, 540 hertz. So yep. When you're vibrating at that frequency, you know, your immune system is bulletproof. You think differently, you act differently, you attract differently as well. You become magnetic. And that's a frequency that we need to dial into for manifestation as well. But that's another subject. I love it. So we've been having a chat for a really long time, Sarah Jane, and you've been one of the participants at one of our Pamper Days. And if you're listening today and you You are a person who can bring healing to survivors of family and/or domestic violence. Please reach out to us. We've got Panther Days happening in most states in Australia, and now since 2023, we've gone abroad. So we've got several in the states of the United States of America. We're still getting Hong Kong off the ground, and we've got some other regional ones in the Pacific as well. So if you're listening and you've got a heart for change, and it doesn't necessarily need to be your backstory, but if you've got the capacity to hold the frequency to make an impact for someone else and be a practitioner, and whether it's a hand massage, makeup, skincare, like whatever it is that you can do to touch somebody else and help them have a different outcome. Okay, I say touch, but if you're doing quantum healing, you don't have to touch for that, distance healing, that is. But that's another story. But if you can do that, reach out to us at Healing Through Love. We're looking for other practitioners. And if you're listening today and you're a survivor, then reach out to us through Healing Through Love, and we'll connect you to the closest Pamper Day for you. We think day spa on steroids. It's a beautiful experience of love, and it really is on the truest level, healing at the speed of love. I love it. Now, just in final words, Sarah Jane, what is your words of wisdom to our listeners today?
There is definitely hope when you look at the illuminated stars. If you can see the stars, you can take that step and you can ground yourself into your new reality.
Oh, I love it. I love it. I love it. Powerful frequency. Thank you so much for having a chat with
Thank
us
you.
today. It's a goodbye from Healing Through Love and a goodbye from Sarah Jane Love.
Thank you.
Thank you for joining us for this episode of Healing Through Love. You can get further resources, see the show notes, or simply reach out to us via our website at htlaustralia.org. Thanks so much for joining us, and we look forward to your company next time on the Healing Through Love podcast.